Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, December 9th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Snap announced it will roll out Snapchat Cameos on December 18th, allowing users to insert a face into an animated GIF-type video. Cameos work by taking a selfie to teach Snapchat what you look like, then choosing either a female or male body type. This can be inserted into 150 short looping video clips and includes changing facial expressions and other movements to blend into the video. Users can opt into multi-person cameos, and Snapchat plans to release new video loops weekly. Cameos is currently in testing in some international markets. The Financial Times reports that a new order from the Chinese Communist Party's central office calls for the removal of all foreign computer equipment and software from government offices and public institutions within 3 years. Analysts at China Securities estimate this would affect between 20 to 30 million pieces of hardware, with an estimated 30% replaced in 2020, 50% in 2021, and 20% in 2022. Chinese cybersecurity firms say the order will not allow the use of the version of Windows 10 developed as a joint venture with the Chinese government, and point to the difficulties in replacing software with domestic alternatives. It's also unclear if domestic Chinese companies like Lenovo, which make laptops in China, will be able to use foreign-sourced components. Huawei announced it will release more products running its Harmony OS next year, including smartwatches, smart speakers, and VR devices. But the company clarified it has no plans to roll out the OS to phones, tablets, and computers, reiterating it would prefer to keep using Android on mobile. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders announced a plan to subsidize local publicly owned broadband networks, reinstate open internet guidelines, and classify broadband internet service as a public utility. Sanders also wants to unwind anti-competitive vertical conglomerates and stop internet service providers from also providing content. Uber released a report listing all sexual assaults, homicides, and fatal accidents associated with its rides in the U.S. in 2017 and 2018. Of the 2.3 billion rides in the two-year period, the company says there were 19 fatal physical assaults, 5,951 sexual assaults, 45% of which were committed by riders, and 58 fatal crashes. 0.0003% of rides ended in a critical safety incident. The report is an effort for transparency, and the data will be used to improve safety measures. Uber also announced it will share the names of deactivated riders with other ride-hailing companies to make them aware of past incidents. Uber will also make sexual assault and misconduct training mandatory for all U.S. drivers. The U.S. Department of Justice announced that the telecom company Ericsson agreed to pay a $520 million criminal fine and a $540 million fine to the U.S. SEC for conspiracy to violate the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. From 2000 to 2016, Ericsson paid bribes to falsify books and records in China, Vietnam, and Djibouti in order to secure and keep business in those countries. Apple announced that the new Mac Pro and Pro Display XDR will be available for order on December 10th. The Mac Pro will start at $5,999 for an 8-core Intel Xeon processor, 256GB SSD, and 32GB of RAM. Although no details about made-to-order upgrade pricing was announced, we can all assume a lot. The 32-inch 6016 by 3384 Pro Display XDR starts at $4,999. No ship dates for either product was announced. Adobe announced it acquired Oculus Medium, a VR sculpting tool for creatives, from Facebook. Oculus Medium was released back in 2016 and currently only works on the Oculus Rift. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but Adobe says it plans to use Medium to further build out its VR, 3D, and immersive design services. Microsoft announced that support for Windows 10 mobile Office apps will end on January 12, 2021. The apps will continue to work, but will not receive bug fixes, security updates, and general technical support. Microsoft previously announced that technical support for the Windows 10 mobile OS would end on December 10, 2019. And finally, back in October, Verizon announced it intended to permanently remove all content from Yahoo Groups as of December 14th, with the ability for members to download that content before that time. Members of the archive team were using semi-automated scripts to join the over 5.6 million Yahoo groups to back up that content to the Internet Archive. However, the archive team announced that Verizon has banned all the email addresses of its volunteers from joining Yahoo groups and has now required that users rejoin groups one by one rather than using scripts. In a statement, Verizon said 128 people were affected and were banned for violating terms of service. The archive group estimates this could lead to an 80% data loss from Yahoo groups. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.